As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Clinton County Commissioner President Josh Hewitts. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Doing good this morning. Appreciate you phoning in this morning.
Yeah.
How's the world of Josh doing?
Hey, pretty good. Pretty good.
I'm good.
Not sure I'm ready for this cool weather yet, but I suppose it could be a lot worse, huh?
It could either be 100 in the shade or 30 below in the house, so take your pick.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't matter. I'd probably complain either way, huh?
That's you said that, I didn't. So, first of all, I want to get your thoughts on going to stage five.
I was glad to see that happened. I was a little shocked that they kept the mask in place. I guess for like what another couple weeks.
It's October 17th, I think.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'll be surprised if that requirement gets lifted, but we'll see. I don't know how that would work.
Well, you know what?
It's not like it's gone away. I mean, definitely,
no.
Our testing, the rate of positivity is way down, which is a good thing. I think ours is less than a 0.5%, or it was. I don't know what the latest statistics say today, but I know it had been less than a 0.5%.
Yeah, like point four, I think was what it was yesterday or the day before I looked. So
yeah, so. So that's a good thing. You know, here in Clinton County, we've had, I think, 14 people who have passed away because of coronavirus. You know, we had 620 some odd positive tests.
Uh-huh.
Tested over 13,000, or had 13,000 tests administered. So that may not necessarily mean it's 13,000 people who have been tested, because I'm sure some people get tested more than once as a requirement to return to work, but
yep.
Still, that's a pretty impressive number for a county of our size.
I just hope people don't get silly and force us to go back to square one, which is what I don't want to see.
Yeah, I agree. I was reading an article last evening about back in 1918 when they kind of gave the all clear from the, I think it was the Spanish flu, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so they signaled the all clear, and then they had like a parade the next day.
And then
2 days later, they had 635 new cases of the Spanish flu, and it just kind of snowballed from there, and it was like a resurgence. So hopefully we learn from our mistakes in the past and don't have the same problem. But obviously, we're a little better, more well-armed in the field of medicine now than we were in 1918, but still.
So how are things going with the expansion out to 65, I should say?
They're doing very well. We've got the water portion has been started, and so now they're both systems are being constructed simultaneously, and they're both kind of working. You know, they started on the west side by 800 West and worked back towards the interstate, and now they're coming from Jefferson and working back towards the interstate and meeting in the middle there at the interstate, because that's where the boring will take place under I-65. So,
okay.
There's a progress meeting this morning at 10. So,
okay.
I should know more then.
How's the progress going on 800 West to get that thing straightened to where you guys want it?
It should be open here pretty soon. I just had an email from Butler, Fairman, and Cypress a couple of days ago, updating us on the status of that road. So,
okay.
It should be very soon.
So
in the next month.
So are we happy with where things going and everything going right now, and kind of just, I'd say cruise along with the breeze, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, it's so far so good. I don't have any complaints. You know, the annexation took us a little bit by surprise, you know, we'll try to get that worked out with the city. We've got a meeting with them here, in a couple of days or in the next couple of weeks, and try to make sure we're not stepping on each other's toes.
Okay. All right. Is there anything you want to put out particularly, or anything else you want to bring up before I let you go?
Yeah, voting. Voting, I know you guys have probably covered this, but it starts October 6th at the courthouse. It'll be Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. and that's for absentee voting. Mail-in voting, it's perfectly safe here in Clinton County, regardless of what you're hearing from the White House. Your applications need to be received at the auditor's, or I'm sorry, at the clerk's office by October 22nd at noon. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to vote by mail, that's your deadline. I recommend doing it today. And you could do so by going to IndianaVoters.com.
And they're going to, and you can vote downstairs in your guys' meeting room.
That's correct. So you don't have to go up any stairs or anything like that. You can come in and it'll be right there in the commissioner's room.
Now, one quick question: where are you guys going to meet while that's going on for the month of October? Where are you going to meet at?
Well, our meeting on the 5th next Monday will be there in the commissioner's room, and then our the second meeting for October will be at the airport.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And then, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard we got the $3 million grant from the EDA for the sewer.
Uh-huh.
So that's the largest grant ever received in Clinton County history. And then we also recently solidified an investment of $200 million in the form of a solar park.
Right. Uh-huh.
Also the largest single investment ever in Clinton County.
Right.
So those are things to be encouraged about. Even though we're in the midst of the COVID pandemic, we've still been able to move things forward. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, if we can get that done in the middle of a pandemic, holy cow, look out.
Yeah, it's a shame. We were really rolling.
I know.
Things at the interchange. We had all the interest and
we'll get back there, though. We'll get back there.
Yep. Yep, I think you're right.
Well, Josh, we appreciate your time.
I think that's all I've got.
Okay. Thanks for the phone call this morning.
Hey, you're welcome.
Take care of yourself. We'll see you later. All right.
Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
All right. Josh Hewitts, Clinton County Commissioner's President on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.